News Talk 1620 WTAW. More art coming to the atrium of the Brazos County Administration Building. That's after the Brazos County Commissioner's Court, the last meeting, approving the Art for Life project theme of Lady Justice. This involves nine young people from the ages of 13 to 16 in the Brazos County Juvenile Justice System working with a professional artist, that being Lee Hale, who's the owner of Purple Turtle Art Studio. Some of you may remember her as a former art educator in the Bryan School District. Introducing Lee Hale at the last Brazos County Commissioner's Court meeting, soon to depart president of the Arts Council of the Brazos Valley, Chris Dyer.
Which is a project that we've really helped grow, and I think it's been very beneficial for everybody. But most importantly, we have a new artist involved. I don't know if you guys know Lee Hale. She's the owner of Purple Turtle Studio in downtown Bryan. She's a true arts educator, and she's very important in what's kind of going on in downtown Bryan, as we all know. It's exploding right now, which is really exciting. But we have an example, and Lee, do you want to talk a little bit about what you guys are doing?
Sure. This is my first time working with this program, and I've worked with lots of different demographics and communities before with Arts for Everyone and Boys and Girls Club, and then I have worked for Johnson for 5 years and is their art teacher, and now I have lots of different kiddos that come and see me at the studio, and we're real process-based, like really just my saying this year was create with confidence. You can create and fail miserably, but just jump in there and create with confidence because you're going to learn. Each time you're going to learn something. So I was given the opportunity to work with this program with Art for Life, and then I was given our subject matter, which our topic was justice. So we really had to talk to the kids a lot, trying to figure out what to do with justice, and read the definition and looked at some different images. So they came up with Lady Justice. So here's some, you can pass this around. These are some images that the kids drew, just trying to get them to work with color, just to get them started, just to get them to hold the pencils and do something and get them to loosen up. And then we had some imagery from who Lady Justice is and what she stands for. And I think having more of an abstract topic like that of her being blind and everyone getting fair justice and fighting for you, justice fights for you, was a real positive message for the kids. And so then we broke it down, and this is what we came up with as a rendering. The banner at the bottom, we're not sure what to put in yet, whether it's like the founding of Brazos County or the first county seat. I'm not sure if anybody has any ideas for that. We can fill that in. We're on a real tight schedule, so we already started putting color in the background. It can be changed, but we've already started. And the kids on the 6-foot by 9-foot piece of canvas, they really opened up yesterday. And I was working with Cornelius, and they got confident in mixing their colors and not worrying about what everybody else was thinking about what they're doing. So we've already got some color, and it will be much more impressive in the large scale that we're doing. And I think it's going to work well for them because it's very approachable. We're gonna take that image of Lady Justice and actually we'll project it on there, so they don't have to be timid about their abilities. They can just really enjoy the color and just getting involved. And I think that maybe them seeing these words over and over will be, inspiring as well.
Again, comments from Lee Hale and Chris Dyer at the last Brazos County Commissioner's Court meeting, as the court giving unanimous approval to the theme of Lady Justice for the next mural that will be placed in the atrium of the Brazos County Administration Building. This is part of the Art for Life project involving nine young people from the ages of 13 to 16 in the Brazos County Juvenile Justice System. You can see what the mural is going to look like online at WTAW.com. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.